Hi, this is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. I'm at Hagen Arena. I hope you can hear me over the background noise. The Princeton Tigers' effort to run their winning streak to 10 games was snapped in one of the most exciting college basketball games you'll ever see. At the end of when the dust settled, the St. Joseph's Hawks eked out a narrow 74-70 win. We're going to have a lot more to say in a recap of this game a little later, but first we're going to have the post-game press conferences with St. Joe's coach Billy Lang, followed by Tiger head coach Mitch Henderson.
Great afternoon for Hagen Arena. Great afternoon for St. Joe's community, Hawk Hill community. Great afternoon for our university. Great afternoon for Philadelphia basketball, college basketball. Irregardless of what the result was, that type of atmosphere in an arena of one of our six Division I schools here, I think is great for just the ecosystem of Philadelphia basketball. So it's been a great week for that. And Princeton's a great team, not a good team, a great team. Their players are great, not good, great. And we had to play really well tonight, and we played well when we needed to. This is a good win for us right now, heading into exams.
Open questions?
Reynolds gives you one of your plays when you play well.
Yeah, he does. He does. There was a time in his growth where he got caught up in statistics because he would feel like the team was being let down. And I think that is probably, I think I said this after the Villanova game, that's the biggest maturity that I've seen from him, a willingness to fail statistically, but know that it's a long game and have the endurance to hang in there.
Good to see the guys able to overcome a poor shooting night to kind of find ways to score and, and you know, defend the way they defended it in some big spots.
But what's crazy is, like, that you say that, because that's the optics. The stats actually say we didn't have a great defensive game because they shot 47% and shot 42 from three, but we did play great.
Some of them were well covered. Yeah.
And we actually shot the ball well, just not from three, you know? And so the last few games that we've played, it's been apparent to us that teams are focused on eliminating three-point shooting. And so I felt like our guys made a good adjustment. It started at the towards the end of the American game, who played well against us, and in this game of just attacking the paint.
And it seemed like when you needed a big three, because you attacked the paint so well, I forget who drove the left side, kicked to the corner, Casper hit the corner.
Casper is a great pass by Xavier Brown. Casper made a big three. He made that same shot against UMass last year to seal a win. That's his spot at that time of the game.
So how do you deal with X? He's such a valuable player. How do you deal with minutes and fitting him in, because he looks like he'd come in and play almost at any time?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, you feel the game, and we're kind of fine in a rotation, and we've been fortunate that foul trouble outside of the Stonehill game has allowed us to kind of have somewhat of a similar rhythm. I think he and Lynn are terrific together, which is no surprise. They played for a year together at Roman Catholic. They care about each other. It actually, Lynn is a great second touch player on ball reversal. It gives Lynn a chance to score. I mean, we're talking about one of the leading scorers in the history of the Philadelphia Catholic League. So it allows him to kind of have that part of his DNA freed up. And I think they're playing well together. We got to keep that going.
What's the future of this series? Will you be playing them again, Princeton?
I'm not sure. All I'm thinking about is the glass of red wine when I get home. Next season's schedule will appear.
Well, just generally speaking, how good are games like this for the sport? Have two prominent mid-majors with the whole country paying attention.
Well, I don't consider us mid-major, and I definitely don't consider Princeton mid-major. That, if you guys want to say that label, you can say that label as long as you say it with that quote, because I don't see them that way. So I think this is a high-level college basketball game. And the reality is teams in the Atlantic 10 and great elite Ivy League teams, they can't get games. No one wants to play them. So, you know, what Kentucky did with Penn yesterday is awesome. Those are really hard games to get. So I just think from a college basketball standpoint, this is a great game. Labeling what levels we're at and all that stuff, I'll leave that with you guys. I just think these were two great teams that played.
So if no one wants to play Princeton, why did you play them?
Because we want to get better. I think they're an elite team. They're a Sweet 16 team. They're a prominent team in the Ivy League. I think they're well coached. I think they got great tradition. I think Javion Lee's an NBA level point guard. I think Caden Pierce can play on any college in the country. I think Alaco is phenomenal, and I want us to get better, you know. And so you make a schedule to let Xavier Brown grow up, to let Aaron Reynolds be in those moments, to let the team become more united. And we'll play Seton Hall here if they'll play us. We'll play Sacred Heart if they'll play us. We'll play St. John's. It won't matter. But Princeton, and this is why I give them courage, they'll do it. You know, I give them credit because they have the courage to do it.
Billy, what was it like seeing those two offenses go at each other like that?
Terrifying when we were on defense. You know, I mean, there were like every single time they raise up, you just think it's going in. I mean, just imagine a life determined by a ball going in a basket. And then they're so good. I mean, some of the plays, I don't know how we guard them better than that. I don't know how you guard Jack Scott or Davis better than we did. I don't know how you stop Xavion Lee from taking a shot from, and I thought we did a great job on him. I thought he was terrific. But we did a terrific job. But I liked our offense tonight. I thought we had great pace.
And what does this win say about where you guys are at and where you could be headed?
I don't know. I mean that. And like, at the end of the season, we'll take inventory. You know, are we improving? We are. You know, there's still so much basketball left. And the one thing that you know is like not one win just means you're automatically going to do. You got to keep earning. And you know, what I've talked about to the guys for the last two days was if you expect to be a championship level program, then you have to accept everything that comes with that. Playing a good team, having a great crowd, playing against everybody on the opponent that can make a shot, all the attention. And so from that standpoint, that's the growth. I don't know what it means in terms of how good we are. I don't know.
Billy, you can see signs of a renaissance here based on the people are starting to show up for games. And today was a great crowd.
It was. The Eagles didn't play, but yes. But yes, today was a great crowd. I mean, our student section was terrific. You know, Coach O'Brien was here. DeAndre Bembry was here. I'm sure there were other former players and coaches in the building. And Princeton travels. They're an elite level program, and they probably got a lot of alums in this area who came to see them play. And look, basketball matters here to St. Joe's. We know that. You know, I've been told numerous times the health of the university, the basketball is important to the health of the university. So we accept that. That's part of what it is, and it was great to have that crowd here today.
Billy, can you talk me through that Cameron Brown offensive rebound at the end of the game?
Yeah, I mean, we this was a big part of the game. Maybe they thought we meant let Princeton get the offensive rebounds the way the game started. But, you know, I thought we crashed great. I mean, they're a very physical team, you know, extremely physical and extremely competitive. It was less about getting the rebound and his execution upon the rebound, you know, chinning the basketball, putting his eyes on the rim, kicking the basketball out, and giving us a second possession. So that's a great senior play.
Billy, Penn went out searching for a big game, and they got Kentucky and Wells Park. Is that something that your school would consider down?
Absolutely. We tried to do that, but instead we ended up in Rupp Arena. we're trying to do that. You know, I think that the Hawk Hill community would pack the Wells Fargo Center. And this is why I give credit to teams like Princeton, and this is why I'm so complimentary to Villanova. I mean, I look at their schedule for the last 2 weeks. No one in the Big East would do what they do. No one. You know, we can't get anyone to do this, to come here to Hagen Arena and play a game, and then Princeton does it. Yet we would love to play anyone that would play us in the Wells Fargo Center. We'll play and we'll return the game to them 2 years in a row. We just would like to get one game there.
Anything else for Bill Mike?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Billy.
Have a great Christmas if I don't see you.
How many red wines you sneak in before before kickoff?
That was Coach Billy Lang, obviously very complimentary of the effort put forth by the Tigers, and he was very thrilled with what his club did today. We'll be back in a little while with Coach Mitch Henderson.